Long here in your career, and I have it in 1996, you were appointed Vice President of Plastics.
I was.
And what did that mean?
Well, actually, before that, I was Vice President of North America Exploration and Production, doing oil and gas wells in the United States, Canada, Alaska. Then I was appointed to head up the plastics division. Basically, there's two major types of plastic that Phillips made, polyethylene and polypropylene. It'd take the rest of the interview for me to explain all of this, but let me just give you a few examples. Plastic trash bag, black, that's polyethylene. The milk jug, polyethylene. The plastic in your car, you know, on the bumper and the dashboard, generally polypropylene. Those are the two major products that they made. And the building blocks that made those products. And there were a few others.
Did you just outwork everybody? Were you smarter than everybody? I mean, the jump and the responsibilities they gave you, you were impressing them. Tell us what you were doing.
I'm not the smartest. I'll say I had smart parents, and through the gift of genetics, I'm reasonably intelligent. I barely squeaked into law school, but I did well in law school because I just outworked everybody, and I found that that works. When I got into these jobs, I worked really long hours. I worked really hard. I tried to work smart. I loved reinventing myself all the time. But most importantly, by working hard and not letting any balls drop and not allowing myself to fail in all these jobs, people could count on me. If they said, well, if you put Jim in that job, it's going to turn out well. So I got the reputation of being someone who improve businesses along the way, and someone who could learn something entirely new in a very short period of time and be pretty good at it.
You went back to school. You did the Advanced Executive Program in 1998. Tell us where that was and what that was about.
Yeah, I went to Northwestern. Phillips had a program where if they thought you're going to be a real senior executive someday, maybe the CEO, they sent you back to school kind of for finishing, for grooming. It's like a mini MBA. I had already been trained in finance and already knew most of what I was going to learn there, but it was a seal of approval from Northwestern that you'd been to their advanced program so they could say to the stockholders, oh, by the way, he's been there, been successful. He knows net present value. He knows cash flow. He knows the balance sheet, and he knows management principles and practices, and so he's qualified to do some of these greater jobs. It was interesting. I got taught by some of the very best. They gave us a choice of going to Harvard, Northwestern, Stanford, MIT. There was just a handful of what they considered the elite finishing schools. And I picked Northwestern because I was in plastics at the time. They had a big advertising group, marketing group. And I said, you know, that's something I don't know much about. So maybe I'll learn something I don't know by going there. And I did. It was a terrific experience. Worked around a bunch of smart people, and it was a break. We weren't allowed to do any work. They completely extracted us from the company and let us concentrate solely on that for a couple months, as I recall.